Okay, so we have seen so far the Hakdama of the Beis Yosef, the Hakdama of the Ramah, the Hakdama of the Mashal, Techulin, about different ways how they approach Psak Halacha, different Mahalchim as to how they reach their Maskana. And now we're going to fast forward several hundred years, and we're going to look at the Hakdama of Rav Moshe Feinstein and Negris Moshe. And here he's discussing a different topic. He's not speaking so much about how he approaches Psak Halacha, with what kind of way does he decide to paskin, and so on. But he's giving more of a justification as to why later Paiskim, like himself, are entitled to and are able to paskin when there are such great giants, even within his generation, as he felt, and certainly ones in previous generations. And who's to say bichlal that he has the ability and the right to paskin? So he says as follows: Hine sifri zesh rubei hu masho shafti. This sefer, the majority of it is that which I responded to. Shoylim halacha lamaisa, that which appears to me. Really, one would have thought that I really should try and avoid paskining. Shahari harbi gdeli olam b'tera b'yiras Hashem nimnu malahayris mirasam. There were many great giants who refrained from paskining. From the statement of Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Huna b'shem Rav, the Gemara states about Chabez, Rabim chalalim yipila. About what is the pasuk referring to? That there's been many slain, many corpses have been slain. Zet Talmud Chacham shlehigila hira umayra. It's a reference to a Talmud Chacham who has not yet reached the stage of hira. And nevertheless, he paskins. So he can do irreparable damage by paskining when he's really unqualified to do so. So many gedolei olam refrained. I don't want to paskin. If Rav Abba b'shem Rav Huna b'shem Rav said that you can go ahead, it's like slaying a corpse. So that's why they didn't paskin. V'afsha amar gamit, even though it says over there, v'atzumim kol harugea, it mentions that how great, how mighty are those who've been killed. That there's also, conversely, a situation if you have a Talmud Chacham who has reached the stage of Hira and he refrains from paskin. People need to know. And you're saying, no, it's not for me to paskin, it's not for me to paskin. That also causes damage. It was sufficient that which I was forced, so to speak, to respond to those people who asked me questions. I was concerned not to be included in that second grouping of individuals who've reached the stage of Hira and they refrain from paskining. Those people who refrain from paskining, it's because even now, in our generation, you need to make sure that you're paskining correctly. Even though, clearly, every single generation, the halachic yardstick as to what is considered to be Higia L'Hira is going to be different as the generations change. Higia L'Hira Shari Rak Chachmei Dar Zeh Shayach Shiyiru Ata, only the Chachamim in this generation are able to paskin in this generation. And to them there is this command to pass into their generation. We're not going to be able to find in our generation individuals who are on par with previous former generations. And therefore it must be perforce that when the Chachamim say, when Chazal say about a Talmud Chacham who's reached the stage of Hira, It's not referring to those who reached the level of Hira in the generation of Rav and Rav Huna and Rabbi Abba and so on. Elaf El Elu Shigiu Lahira Baderis Elo. It's referring to ones who've reached the stage of Hira in these generations, Shemukhiyav Lahiris Kedai Rav Kivegar, like Rav Kivegar did in his generation. So therefore, you might say, okay, so really, you know, what's the issue? What's the problem in Paskening? Mikol makim yesh vade al kol echad lach Hashem einig mechaven ta'emes. Everyone needs to be concerned. Maybe I'm not Paskening correctly. Lachim mitzad ha'yira, and because of this fear, hichriu, she'ein yechilim mechaven amit sadin, ve'in lehem lahiris. So many people thought, you know, I'm not sure if I'm able to paskin al pi halacha to be machriya properly, and therefore I prefer not to paskin. Mishani Reb Giveger is different. She'af acha kol achashoshes, even after all of those concerns, ha'ira v'chashav l'maisim itam achiv she'alav medin higi l'hira. He felt, okay, l'maisim, what can I do? I do feel I am higi l'hira. The Rav Guvre, his power was strong. V'hayochal lamei datzmi, he was able to assess himself. V'im kein, and if so, kol shekein mektani erech kamoni, all the more so, someone who is of such small stature like myself. She'ein bi terev chachma karoi, I don't have sufficient terev and chachma. She'hayo lilim neyem alahiris legamri, really I should not paskin at all. V'kol shekein melahalis alatfus, shu kreira l'chol ha'olam, and all the more so to make this out a sefer, which is like a psak for everyone. How can I do this? What is my justification, A, for paskening, and B, to disseminate my psak to others? Avalhu mitam shenochan lani esdaiti b'zeh. So what's pshat like Rav Meisher, shahayu rishayim u'muchayav m'chach mideris achareinim l'hayreis? There's an obligation for the later generations to pasken, actually, hayu nechshav m'higiyah l'hayra b'deris chach m'agimara. Even though clearly they're not considered a Gila Hira on the level of the Chachmei HaGemara, Shishvadi Lachash Ulay Leikivnu Amitas Adin, they have this constant concern, Kivishu Ames Klapi Shmaya, maybe I'm not paskening as according to kind of in Shemayim what is the correct psak. Avu HaEmes Lahira Kva Nemar Leib Shemayini. So now he begins to explain why he feels it is okay, and it is proper, and it's justified. About Torah, it says, Leba Shemaimi. It's not in Shemaim. Elokefi Shemira, La Chacham, Achri, Sheyin, Karoy. He tries to be Ma'ayin, Levar, Halach, Beshas, Bepeskim, Kifikoyche, Bekevet Reish, Yiram, Hashem, Yizvarach. According to his ability, with the due reverence and fear, Venir Le Shekenu Psak Adin, even if it happens to be in truth. In Shemayim, they say this is not the pshat. About such an individual who does, who goes through the motions and tries to be ma'ayin and has the Yir Shemayim and is doing it without ulterior motives and so on and so forth, we say this is Divrei Lekim Chayim Ma'achas Shaloi Nira HaPirish. To him, this appears to be the Pirish. Kemesha Pasuk, like Yipaskin, Vayahayaskir LeDvarav. There's no explicit contradiction to what he says. Kabal Sechar Al Hirasi Afsha Emes in a Kippurusha. Not only that, he'll actually be rewarded for his Psak, even though the objective truth is not like he came out. What's my proof to this? V'chacha gudei lezem yichat ha-shabes dafkof lamed al Rabbi Yitzchak ir achas hoysa beretz Yisrael shayu oysen k'Rebbe Eliezer. There's a machlekes over there in the Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer says that you're allowed to do machshirei mitzvah on Shabbos. So you can do, havaras dalad amas, haitzah, hachnasa, and rishis harabim to bring a knife for the sake of meal on Shabbos, even though it's just a preparatory stage. But that's the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, that even Machshirei Mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos. Rebbe Akiva disagrees, and we pass him like Rebbe Akiva. But the Gemara says, Rebbe Yitzchak says, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael that they passed him like Rebbe Eliezer. V'nosim lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schar Gadol, Shemesu Bizmanon. No one died early. Ukezhegaz Ramalchus Rasha, Gzeir Al Amila, Ligazrol Esayir, the Gzera did not spread to that city. Afsha emes aliba de dina nifsek shalikar v'liezer. The mice of the psak is not like a v'liezer. And we're discussing a serious shayla, v'chiv skila b'mezit. The chath is v'shaytik. Almedu emes lahira, shem achuyiv lahira. You have to pask in this way. V'gam v'kabal scharu, kifish asev rachacham, achra iyunay. B'chol koichi, he's ma'ayin, he tries to the best of his ability, with all of his might, to understand the sigyum. Avshem is mamish in a cane, the truth is not like that. Vizo inyan komach ligas rabbisin rishim nachreinim, shizel yisiv is a matter, shakol zman shanifse kechad, so long as the psak is not clear like one of the two, yachol kalechad lahiris bim kemay kemesh saver, each of them can pass in his way, the way he thinks. Avshem hadin no amiti hu rak ke echad mehen, the real din is only like one of the two. The Shnei Chachamim, Chachamim Mekav Mischal Haros, and they both will be Mekav Mischal for the Psak. And we tam zem atzinu harbe chalukim gam v'isurim hamurim b'in mekema yisaneigim l'hayres ka'rambam v'abes Yosef v'in mekema yisaneigim l'hayres ka'chachmei atesis u'kahai Ramah, like we saw, that the Ramah says we usually go, and the Mashal said this also, we usually go like atesis and so on. And the Shnei Yemim Divrei Kimchayim even though the objective truth is perhaps only like one of the two. Mufurish came to Sanhedrin Davov. This Yisoid is Mufurish and Sanhedrin Davov. Afish Omar, Mavayada Yonim Yodimus, Mi, Hain, and Donin, they need to know who they're Danning. They're Danning the Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. But if they me hain and donin in front of who are they donning? Ulumi osid litan liparmian. So once the dayan has considered the implications of his action, Shem yemer dayan mali b'tzarazeh. What do I need this terrible responsibility? Appears Rashi should ete yanish. If I make a mistake, maybe I'm going to be punished. Talmud leimer it be'imachem b'dvar hamishpat. With you is the Dvar Mishpat. Ainly the Dain on a Masha in Avroyes. The Dain is only expected to paskin according to what his eyes see. It appears Rashi, the Ainly the Dain, Lirov, Limneazim, and Adin. He does not need to withhold himself from paskin, to refrain from paskining. Elul of Yimasha in Avroyes, Lidin via Skavan, Laiti, Litzidkoi, Ula, Mite, Meshuv, Loye, Yeonesh. And henceforth he will not be punished, Ain Sham. The Kavanasin is what Rashi means. The Zewa Emes Lahira. This is the truth. This is the correct perception. Chuyiv Lizdakik Lahiris V'ladun Avshe Eina Emes Mamashiv. This is not absolute truth as such. Nevertheless, this is what you need to do. With this, I would like to explain a somewhat cryptic Gemara in Menachas Daf Chotes and Mabez. I'm going to read them Rav. When Moshe went up to Shemayim to meet Mekabel Torah, Matzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu Sheyeshev Akusha Ksarim Laisius, Hashem was fashioning literally crowns for the letters. Am Levon Levonav Ribbono Shel Olam Mima Akev Al Yadcha. Now we'll see what this Mima Akev Al Yadcha. Who's preventing you? Is literally what the words mean. And we'll see what this means in a minute. Am Alayis, Hashem said, Adam Echad Yesh, there's a man in future generations like Yiva ben Yosef Shmoi. He's called the Yiva ben Yosef Shasid Lidre, shall call Kites for Kites Tilim Tim Shalalachais. And he's going to dash on every single crown, and every single piece of the crown, loads of alachas. That's what the Gemara says. Shalachirle Muvan Lashin Ksarim Shama. What is this business of crowns or letters? V'oikasha Shelas Moshe Mima Akiv, who's holding you back? Makavanasi Bezel, what does he mean? The Mashapish Rashi Lova Atat Saruch Lahoisif Aleim. Why do you need to add these crowns? Why is that necessary? Ein Shaykh Lalash Ma'akiv. It's kind of difficult to fit into the word Ma'akiv, like to hold you back. The Afim Hoya Shaykh Kaviachalis Ma'akiv. Even if it was possible to somehow be Ma'akiv Hashem, hold Hashem back, Yiksha Lama Lazer. What is that? What is that referring to? Then come and also the actress, if he means to say Lamale Kasab Feirish, why add these crowns which allude to additional halachas? Why not just express them explicitly? Lamale Kasab Feirish. So if that's what he means to ask, so then Le Move and Tirutsa Gazelle. So what's the answer? Because Rabbi Kiva, Yiddish Tilin Shalalachas, which is it's a very difficult exchange, a difficult shakam atayah. So he says, Avul Lefi Masha Biyati Meduyik Loshin Ksarim. It makes sense. Based on what I've said, the word Ksarim, the crowns for the letters, makes sense. Shemimza Shashem Yisbach Oses Oisiyos Atzayra Lemalachim. Hashem made the letters like kings. Hainu Shiyasa Chacham V'yidam Emelsa Lemelsa V'yifsik Adin. The Chacham is going to try and engage with the Torah, understand, compare, extrapolate, the yipsik adin kiti havanasli, and he will pass an ultimate of the din according to his havana, tama oisiyus shabatayra, according to the tama of the oisiyus, ukishiyim achlikis yasa kiti havanas reif chachmei atayra, and then he will decide to go like the majority, afsha efsha shleinis kavnu la emes, even though maybe the majority are not machavin to the emes, maybe the emes is really like the minority, v'lo hayadas habayrikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen es ha-teira li-Yisrael she-yase kifi she-yavinu es ha-kosov, the way that we understand that the psukim, v'es ha-moser bal-peh, b'sinai b'fiyavanos, that which was transmitted orally according to their havana, v'yesu li-yifareish li-yachri Hashem Yisbach b'din ha-teira, Hashem henceforth is no longer going to be involved, shle b'shamayimi el-chachame mitchila el-hiske mitchila. Originally, Hashem agreed the La'avonis, Pirish Chachmei HaTorah, according to their understanding, like the Ramban and Ran say, that the Torah was Nitna al Daitum Shel Chachamim. The Nimsa Sha'isis HaTorah Hei Malachim. The letters have a certain power. They're like kings. Sha'isim Kivimashim Mashma Ma'atorah L'Chachmei HaTorah. If I look at this pasuk and I understand it one way, so now there's a certain power in the way I approach this pasuk, this word, which now empowers me to pass it based on my understanding. This was not necessarily the Havana. Many places it says Omra Torah, Bipni Ma Omra Torah. Why did the Torah say this? Mishum Da'anon Donin Rak Eich Eimeres HaTorah. We always need to assess what's the Torah saying, like the way it's saying to us. Meaning, we have this parchment with ink spilled on it. We need to look at it and say, what is it telling us? What's the amira which comes out of it? Both of them is divrei kim. The kaven shechim mafarish b'Torah and kibeisham kibeis hilal. Being that it's possible to explain like both, or a nimsa. It's actually saying like both of them. Calls man shleim is batla das echad barav machokim. V'zeu pirish mima akev. This is what the phrase mima akev means. Shemayshu shal lama oisa kadosh baruch hu oisis lamalachim. Why Hashem did you make these letters like kings? Sheyase kefi mashmos hachachamim, that they would go ahead and compel according to the understanding of the Chachamim Balashna Kasev Amasar, Demima Akev Shetichtiv Ba'ifin Shalayia Afshal Afarish Rak Derech Echad Kavanoscha Hamitis. Is anyone kind of preventing? Is there any reason why you couldn't just kind of express the Torah presented in a way that it actually is clear according to your Kavana? The Lomanasata Koyach Malucha La'isis. Why did you empower the letters, meaning at times they can actually act and enforce something which really goes contrary to your kavana? Because I would like the Torah to be understood and explained in a way that you're able to bring about so many halachas, like Rabbi Kiva and his chaverim did. Shu hagdolas Torah mimat hanichtav animser v'lichtiv harbe kol davar befrat in kates shaterihi b'le kates gvul ein meirvin. So there is this concept that a little bit there are a small amount of words yachasit to the myriad of halachas which come out the way it can be understood, and there is a keser the Oisiyas, they've got power, and the way the Chachamim understand it, now it's going to compel, there's going to be an Amir which comes out of it, and so on. Now that we've explained that the emes of Hira is the way the Chacham after Amelis Yigia with Yerushalayim and so on, without an agenda. It's not that he's coming to say, oh, it's got to be that, you know, I'm part of a political party and if I have to come out at the end, Lakula Lachumra. He is objective, and he's trying to understand. Once you've done that legitimately, responsibly, in a good way, then that is your mechuyev to paskin. Even people, says Rav Moshe, in my generation, if they follow this path, they're considered to be higiyu lahira, umechuyavim lahiris. Mishum Shehirasam Nechshav Din Emes. Their psak is considered to be a Din Emes. U'mashu B'bom Metzir Da'afam Adgimol V'tamad Chachim Sheshkagis Nasus Lem Kizdoinis. His mistakes are considered to be like intentional, premeditated act. V'rakashli Tarchu Levar Hetiv. It's only if you're not Tereach to understand properly. K'dipish Rashiach Sambir V'maschala Ala Ami. U'bidir V'maschala Hevi Zoyer. The Yezim Zemav Barashi and Avos break down Mishne Beis Shekasef Havizar Belimud Lafalpa Lachkar Tikdukav Shemtich Shein Medaktik in Belimud. If you're not medaktik, if you don't consider and analyze properly, Umerim Shleikedin Nasik Kizadim, then it's considered to be like it is Kizadim. Tachin Pirish Harav Rabbi Yonasham Sheyachzar Hadvarim Adshle Yishkach Davar VAd Sheyared LaUmkan Shal Dvarim. Make sure you analyze things properly. Do not go with your gut instinct. And if you do, then that's considered to be that you were neglectful, you were negligent. It's in situations where the toes is matzav, you're a pesheya, you're negligent. You should have realized you might make a mistake. If you do things properly, then you're good to go. Based on this, this is why I decided to paskin. Those people would like to understand my psak. I also include my reasons. I'm including the reasons, I'm including the marmakimes. The shoyel can take a look himself. The yivgoik can check it out. The yivgoik can choose. It's not that I'm just saying this is it. David says, am I not pious? I get my hands dirty with blood. It's difficult to understand. In Ain Zekovad Lamelech, if it is passage for the Melech to do this, send them to other people. It must be. You're not allowed to turn away someone who asks you for a psak if you are able to paskin. As long as you're entitled to paskin, you must paskin. This is my reason, this is my justification. To those who came to ask, providing that Hashem helps me, to be mavar, the gav shuish bezenach hasruach la'avi mori agrim tzatzal she'omar lai shemekave ukimat shehu batuach shiir ba'asher l'mimeni dvar Hashem zu halacha. I hope this is also will be a cover for my father, who told me that he hopes and he's almost positive that there will be many people come and ask me shailas ubiksav both ba'peh ubiksav ube ez Hashem yisbach ashev talacha v'ani mavar Hashem yisbach v'al shazreini ad atal avar shailas. Hashem has helped me up until now. Kenya has rained kol yamai. Lahavin divrei Rabbi Sein lamitasan lahiris kalacha belishim tos. V'mechshol v'gam lezari lezer zari lechol tamid tamidi besich Mesech Kalim de Tera Laila. Ulachim Matsosi Gamle Nochen Lahatvisam Maachashe Eini Baze Ella Kemevar Halacha. She called Taman Chacham Amira Hira Yain Badvarim Yivchen Baatsme Im Lahiris Kane. Therefore, he's saying, I found it appropriate to print the questions and answers, but I'm not coming to necessarily impose my psakim on anyone, but rather just to show and explain how I learned the sugya, just like any Talmud Chacham would do. They can take a look at what I wrote, and they can choose and see if it makes sense. V'chasher yira shani alay samachti kesuma ba'aruva af al chaburei Rabbi Seinu. We'll see that I didn't rely on the various compilations of my predecessors. Ela badakti b'chol keichi lahavin sheim nechainim. I checked everything out myself. Kashet Sivar of Kivegar Sham, like Rabbi Kivegar instructs, V'chein ani mevakesh l'chol ma'ayin b'sifri, and I'm asking the same thing. Anyone looks into my svarim, sheyivdik acharay, acharei devarai, after my words, v'oz yeru l'mais, and then you can pass in, v'lechein yesh b'zit t'yelas gadol leida, if I feel there is great benefit, leida ich levar alacha al burya, the Ayegam Bisifri Zebachlal Gali Mesechta, and I'm hoping therefore that my Sefer is included in the concept of Gali Mesechta, of revealing, enlightening, explaining the concept of Shibcha Chazal, which Chazal will Meshabech, so it does serve as Akin Hashem Yisbarach Lalamed, or Lilmed, or Lamed, Kala Yamim, Lizkis, Lanu, Lachal Yisrael, Bekarev, Bekarev, Lagula Shlema, Adi Mashiach, Ben David, or Binyan Beis Amigdash, Ula Malahar, it's Dea. Okay, so that is what Ramesha said, again explaining why he feels justified A, in paskening, why he feels justified in disseminating his psakim, that he's not coming to impose this on anyone else, but this is the way he got to it, and there's a concept of a Talmud Chacham Shigia Lahira. A person doesn't need to be fearful as long as one engages in the normal protocol of understanding the sigya with amelis and yegiyah and doing it l'shem shemayim with yira and so on. That is the hakdama of Rav Meisha.